Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
No shortage of phone calls on people who ditched or got ditched.
Oh, no.
And this is the kind of ditch on a date where it's smack in the middle of it with no excuse. Because I'm sure a lot of people have used the excuse like, oh, you know what? I'm not feeling well. I'm going to leave. This is like you go to the bathroom and just never come back to the table, right?
Right. And there's always like we're talking about this regarding dating, but it reminded me that I think every one of us probably knows of someone who had a job, and this would be back like in college or whatever. So like at the mall,
mm-hmm.
and like just in the middle of a shift, decides he no longer wants to be there and leaves.
Yeah, I'm done.
Like,
I'm out of here.
Just take off. Right. It's the equivalent. It's the equivalent.
I'm out of here.
Of
I need
the
a Slurpee.
It's the dating. I quit.
Right.
Like I'm just done. In the middle of this, I'm done. I quit. I'm out of here. I'm gone. Hey, Howard, you'll be our first call.
No problem.
What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
How are you?
Awesome. This is a great topic because I'll tell you what, you know, as many years as I've dated, it's amazing what anyone can do, including myself. And, you know, one night I was out with my girlfriend and, you know, the conversation, we were at a restaurant. She had her car. I had her my car there. So we each had, you know, our other's cars or whatever. And, you know, I just got so mad because, you know, something she said or something she did that as soon as she went to the bathroom, that was my cue, and I took off, and I left her in the dust with, at the restaurant and with the bill.
Oh.
And was that the last day she was your girlfriend?
That pretty much sent the spiral downward on that relationship.
Yeah.
See, now, you got to it'll be fun to talk. Thank you for the call, Howard. It'll be fun to talk, too, to the ditchies because
how long do you wait until
yeah, she goes back,
out.
And she's right. like, oh. Because your first thought is, oh, he must be in the restroom also.
Yeah.
Then it's... God, I hope he's feeling okay. Then you probably even get...
Well, the server comes and says, do you need anything else? Do you need another drink? I don't know yet. Come back and check in a few minutes.
Hey, Jeff on the voice disguiser. Is that,
hey, y'all.
Hey, how are you, Jeff?
All right. Sitting in traffic. It sucks. I had to go on a date with this girl I've been trying to get with for a long time, and she was smoking hot. That's what makes this so irritating to me. She was smoking hot, and... we're at the music concert in Marietta, and this nasty, just grungy, smoke-filled bottom of the bottom of these people. I don't know why she wanted me to go to this thing, but I went, and I was just around this, and I was like, oh, my God, she's freaking hot, but I can't be here. Like, this is ridiculous. It was so nasty. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go take a trip to the bathroom real quick. And I walked out of the parking lot. My car was there, and I took off. I didn't even call her back the next day. She kept calling me, and I was like, you know, I think not. None of this for me. It was,
so it was just the terrible choice of bar that you were like, I'm out of here?
Yeah, it was a music concert in Marietta off Roswell Road. And I was just like, this place is nasty. I'm getting the heck out of here. You are you're hot, but if you're going to be here, forget this crap. I'm not doing this no more.
You suck it up. You suck it up. If she's that hot, you suck it up. You do whatever you got to do.
That's right. That's why the good Lord invented tequila.
Yeah.
Like, you work around that. You numb yourself to the environment. Disappointment
funny
to masculinity. Hey, Ralph. Ralph.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
How are you?
Love the show. Listen all the time.
Thank you.
Are you the ditcher or the ditchy?
I am the ditcher.
Okay.
All right.
Basically, when I was in school, I was at a club, so obviously I was drinking pretty heavily, and I met this girl, what would be known as a strobe light honey, a girl that looks so much better in the club than she actually looks in person. So we were meeting at the library, and once I saw her at the library, I realized that wasn't quite the girl that I saw at the club. So I told her I had to make some copies, and I just left. I mean, I was missing a game of Tecmo Bowl, so I had to leave. the interesting thing is, though, a week later, I see her on the street, and she says, hey, why didn't you call me? So I did. I mean, hey, I figured if she did that, she must be easy, so I called her.
I love that. You know what? I love learning from the Burt Show, and I love strobe light, honey. And
I love
strobe
that
light.
I need to find occasion to use that.
We have to add that to the dictionary.
it's not just guys who are doing the ditching. Hey, Candace.
Hey, guys. What's up?
How are you?
I'm good.
What happened?
Well, I met this guy through a friend. I hadn't seen him yet. We just, you know, talked back and forth on MySpace. He was a friend of a friend. And he looked so cute in his picture, right? So I had to do it. And I met him at his apartment, and this total opposite guy opens the door. And I had to go in. We were just going to watch movies. And I told him my gum was bad and ended to spit it out. And so he, like, shows me where to go spit it out and then follows me to the bathroom. And I said, I need to make a phone call, and I don't have any service. So I walked outside and totally ditched. Ran to my car, headed for my mom's house.
You think he was watching you from the window?
Oh, yeah, he was. And I totally ran into him at Walmart, like, weeks later.
Oh.
With my current boyfriend at the time. I was just like, crap.
That's when you bob and weave amongst the clothing racks
yes.
at Walmart. You're, like, yeah. trying to duck.
And all of a sudden you find yourself, like, you know, you're trying to avoid somebody, and next thing you know, you realize, like, you're a guy, and you're standing in the preteen, you know, underwear section.
You're like, oh, yeah, I totally ditched him in, like, the bra section, I think. It was funny.
Try to talk to you?
He tried to approach, but, I mean, I saw him, and I freaked, and I grabbed my boyfriend's arm, and I'm like, come this way, and I, like, moved him to another aisle, and it was just a fiasco. Ended up taking a lot longer at Walmart than we wanted to.
Nothing will make you feel worse than if that happens right there and I saw her new boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I'm not good enough, but this dude is.
He's the one.
Yeah.
He's the winner.
Well, I mean, I didn't mean to. It was a total different person's picture that he sent me. I couldn't help it.
Hey, a lot of calls from ditchers. Here's a call from the ditchy.
Uh-oh.
Holly.
Yes, this is Holly.
Welcome to the Bird Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's hear your story.
Well, I dated a guy on and off for about a year, nothing serious. He kept being persistent, so I said, okay, let's, you know, step it up a notch. So we started dating exclusively, supposedly. We went out, had a really good time. We decided that we were going to step it up. So he got a hotel, downtown Atlanta, got in a hotel. We did our thing, and afterwards, he said, I need to go out to the car and get my cell phone.
Oh,
he went out to his car and drove off.
No.
Left me in a hotel downtown Atlanta, no car or anything.
Who did you call?
Oh my God.
I didn't call anybody. I walked up to a club and there were some friends and they took me home.
Right there is the walk of the ultimate walk of shame.
Yeah, totally.
How long was it before you realized he was gone?
Oh, I knew immediately. Something inside of me. He kind of picked up my purse that I saw him pick up my purse. I thought maybe he was going to, like, take something out of my purse, money or whatever. So I got up and I said, that's not my purse. And, I mean, that's not your billfold. That's my purse. He goes, oh. And so then he got his billfold. He said, well, I'll be right back. And I watched him. I mean, he got in his Porsche, put down the convertible top, and off he went.
No way.
So I watched him the whole time. So needless to say.
Wow.
Was it worth the trip downtown?
No, not at all. And actually, I bumped into him like 3 years later. Oh, he called me 2 weeks after that, and I just said, you're an idiot, and I can't believe what you did to me. And then I saw him like 3 years later, and he tried to, you know, hook up, and I'm just like, no, you're done.
Thanks for the call, Holly.
Thank you.
Hey, CB has a twist on this. CB, you'll be the last call.
Okay.
Who'd you ditch?
Who'd I ditch? I ditched my husband and soon-to-be ex-husband. We were having dinner with the neighbor, and he was flirting unprofusely with her. And, you know, I commented about it a couple times or two, so I was ordering my sake and Kirin beer and all this, and ordered the most expensive as everything as I could get on the menu, and excused myself to the restroom, called somebody and picked them up and disappeared for 3 days.
Good for you.
So your husband and the neighbor are obviously having their own thing going on. You excuse yourself and just...
Never walk away.
Never come back.
Yep. Never look back.
And where did you go for 3 days?
I went over to my sister's house, and, you know, he finally, it took him about 3 or 4 hours before he started calling around looking for me, and, you know, kind of hid out, never told him where I was. Nobody ever, you know, snitched on me where I was, and finally went back and said, enough's enough.
So he's going to be your ex-husband. How are things with the neighbor?
Oh, no, he's already my ex. Oh, okay. Yay.
And did you have to see that did you have to see that neighbor anymore?
Oh, once I did see the neighbor, and I thought I was going to die laughing when she told me she thought I was the most emotionally healthy person she ever met. I'm thinking, oh, are you in trouble?
Odd.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, CB.
All right, you guys have a great day.
The Burt Show.
So let's go back here a couple of weeks. This is the first call that we took from Burt Show listener Tracy, who saw her husband online and didn't exactly like what she saw and gave what we thought was a really lame excuse. What's going on, Tracy?
Well, it's more for my husband, who is being a nut job right now. Well, I caught him cheating. Well, I caught him online. Like, he's not really an online person. Like, once he gets home from work, he doesn't go online. But the past couple of weeks, he'd been going online when he got home, and I was like, what are you doing? And he got really defensive about it. And so I looked, and I saw that he had been chatting and emailing with this person, like Bunny757 or something. And I was like, what the heck? I was like, what are you doing? And he's cheating, right? I mean, like, he's communicating online with another woman and making dirty comments with her. And he says it's not cheating because it's a celebrity, and in a few months he's going to try to basically get money out of this and, like, you know, sell it to people or something. And he said that I need to just calm down because I'm doing it for our good, because in a few months we're going to have all this money from this saga, from this relationship that he's creating with her.
Okay, so that was the first call we took from her. And then the second time that we talked to her, Jeff had some details for her, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and this is some of that call.
He's doing what he says he's doing, which is conning this person out of money or getting a tabloid thing. Then, no, she doesn't have anything to worry about because he's doing something illegal to benefit his family.
He has a bad job. I don't understand why he needs the money for this. Like, that's the thing that makes me so mad. It's not like we're struggling. It's not like we're wanting for anything. We have all of our needs are met. So I just feel like I don't know who to trust. I don't know who to believe. I mean, what if he's really? Did he say he's going to run off with it? Did he say that he's going to try to meet her in one of the cities?
No.
Like, did he say that he loves her?
What
is he saying?
There is no love that I saw. There is no talking about running off. It's definitely flirtatious. There was discussion about trying to see her on or about New Year's, but she was not 100% certain where she would be.
Do you guys, you, Tracy, and your husband have plans on New Year's?
No, he said that he might have to go on a work trip.
We're going to actually get a private investigator to follow up with this and to do more research and possibly even contact the camp of this person.
Okay, now it's all coming back to me. Mm-hmm. So the open-ended part of this whole thing was that he said he was going on a work deal.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought, no, probably not.
Right.
So we were going to hire the private investigator and find out exactly what he had his hands into. Tracy joins us again on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, actually.
You sound a lot better than
you
last
do.
Time we talked to you.
You sound pretty relieved.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like it's been such a roller coaster, and I'm trying to start 2008 with a totally different outlook on life. So
it's a new year.
It is. So it's thank goodness.
A new start.
Yes. Well, part of it is my husband never went out for New Year's. He stayed with me, and I remember last time we talked to you guys. You know, we talked about the fact that he had been planning a work trip, and so when he stayed home, I don't know. I felt so relieved from that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, when did he tell you that he was staying home? Was it New Year's Day? Was it a couple of days beforehand?
It was like it was the Friday before.
Okay.
So whatever date that was.
And what excuse did he say? Did he say they just don't need me now, or?
Yeah, he just said that work was, you know, that they were just getting panicked because of stuff that they thought they were going to have to do for the sale. Like, he's in sales, so. And they're like, well, we don't need you to go because the client that you're supposed to go talk with and meet with doesn't want to be there, you know, stuff like that. And of course, that's totally legitimate. Who would want to work on New Year's?
Okay, so you're feeling a little relieved about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you confronted him any more about this online relationship? I mean, or was it just about the work trip? Like, have you guys talked?
I said, like, just in passing, and like, well, I'm glad that work doesn't get in the way, you know, and thank goodness that, you know, this celebrity, you know, and I didn't tell him that I knew who it was. obviously, because I don't want him to freak out. But, you know, I just kind of said in passing, like, well, obviously the celebrity and you weren't, like, trying to make some rendezvous, just trying to do it as a joke. And he just looked at me like I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, that kind of made me feel good. Like, okay, maybe I am being a little crazy.
So do you really still believe that he is online with a celebrity?
Yeah.
Because we didn't say on the air who it was.
So, no. I do feel like, I mean, he's never liked me before. The information you guys gave me, it adds up. Like, so, fine. Let him chat online with a celebrity to try to help us. Like, it's kind of sweet. He's a little nuts. I love him for that. But the fact is like, he's not having sex with her. He's not doing anything wrong. He's just trying to find ways to make us money.
So it's not like he's done anything even where he's given money to somebody or anything like that. So if he's online and he's getting taken, you're like, ah, big deal.
Well, I don't know about that, but I really doubt it. Like, how is he going to give somebody money, like, over the internet? I don't even understand if they're just chatting. Like,
yeah. What I'm saying is there's no – what you're thinking is there's no harm in what he's doing because, I mean, you guys aren't losing anything. And if he's getting maybe a little bit – I don't know, getting snowed a little bit, then big deal.
He's trying to make money for the family, right, which is sweet. She said.
It is. I mean, it's kind of, again, it's frustrating and it's not the ideal situation. Like, go get a second job. But I think he's just trying to protect me by not telling me who she is. But I definitely feel like he's not lying to me.
Jeff, do you have any information that can make her feel better about this or any more concerned?
I have information that I don't think it'll make you feel better or it might not make you feel worse, but it's. Excuse me. It's just, it's like we're talking about this and we're so focused, like, on the celebrity angle and all that, you know, and how he's going to get money and commit a crime, you know, that's so sweet, extortion, right, in order to collect money and stuff. And he's going to be a real sweetheart
that
way.
But
nothing says I love you more than extortion.
Right. but the bottom line is he is having conversations with someone over the internet that are borderline intimate, like, even though there's no, like, you know, cyber sex or I love you or any of that, you know, creepy stuff. There's, you know, because I love you is creepy. There's, but there's none of that stuff going on. Like, he's still having an intimate relationship with someone over the internet. And you do realize that when he tells you that he's doing it to extort money out of this person to better the family, like, you do realize that's kind of nuts, right?
Yes, I do. I do realize that. But I was talking to a girlfriend of mine who I really love and trust, and she knows us both. And she says I'm freaking out. She says it's not a big deal and that he's just trying to protect me. And what's the worst that can happen? The celebrity, you know, isn't really a celebrity, and he stops chatting with her. I mean, I just can't imagine that my husband... I just feel like, especially lately, he's just been so sweet and so caring. Like, I just feel like he couldn't do what was playing in my head with having an affair and, you know, meeting with her. Like, it really just must be a celebrity.
Now, what if the celebrity, like, what if the person playing the role of a celebrity was, like, somebody that y'all knew who was jacking with him, and then all of your friends became aware of this ruse or whatever
it's called. She was the only one that wasn't in on it?
No, he wasn't either. Like, what if this celebrity's chatting him up, but it turns out the celebrity's just a buddy of his, and then maybe because a week from now he emails everybody all the transcripts and go, hey, look what I got Bert to do.
Yeah, you made it sound like when we left, though, that they were getting some information on this celebrity that kind of legitimized it for you. Like,
uh-huh.
Talking about parties they were going to be at, and then the day after there were pictures of that person at that party.
Uh-huh. I'm still interested in her answer to that. Like,
I don't know, that was kind of a shocking thing to say. I didn't ever think about that. Like, I mean, I would be so annoyed. I would be so mad that somebody would do that. I can't imagine one of our friends would hurt us like that. Like, this is not a joke.
It would still let him off the hook, though, because if he really thinks he's talking to a celebrity, then he really believes what he's told her, that he's doing it for them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the update is that because it was, you know, Christmas and New Year's, there's not a huge update except that the information that we had before the break, that maybe it was a legitimate celebrity, after looking more over vacation at the information that was had and just using Google, but being able to spend even more time with it, like that information actually was available on the internet. Now, it was available on like hardcore fan websites mm-hmm. and like message boards where people write back and forth. So you get these hardcore freaky people who are like way into a celebrity.
Right.
And like they find some tidbit in a local paper and all this other stuff and piece it together. Mm-hmm. So the stuff was available on the internet. So it is possible that it's a fake celebrity again. So it's still a 50-50 crapshoot. But I will tell you that he's making plans to go see her.
Huh?
Really?
What? Mm-hmm.
When?
What?
Sometime in January. Sometime this month, he's going to go on a trip, maybe.
When?
I don't know the exact date.
When did this message go down? Like, ooh, this is... What?
It went down before the 29th. What day? What's today?
Today is the
second.
Okay.
Whatever last Friday was, because that was the last time I looked. So it went down before last Friday, and I'll look again today.
And when you say you look, you have a software program that allows you to peek in what's happening on their computer every
yes.
day?
Yes, and just so you know, they are having conversations on computers that aren't the one at your house, too.
No!
Because there are references to conversations that they have, and you can't...
You can't pick up the ones computer, from other computers.
The computer at the house is her computer, which
right.
is, and she is, you know... allowed the software to be put on, and we'll give it all. I mean, we'll give all the
how
details.
How much? Like, how many conversations?
You have no idea.
There's no way of telling what is that they're referring to previous conversations that Jeff hasn't seen.
There are references to, like, talking to you yesterday, and you can see that, like, there was Christmas Day or the day after Christmas, one of those days, like, nobody used your computer at your house at all. Like, there's zero, nobody used it at all. So, but there's the next conversation referenced talking to them yesterday, or it could be talking to them. It could be in person, like on the phone. But my point is like the point I was trying to make at the beginning of the whole thing before you started to get sick was that like the whole story is so bizarre. Like the fact that we're trying to figure out if this is a real celebrity or not. Should be irrelevant.
Well,
like your husband
only
is having...
because you have information on these conversations that we don't. Like
yeah,
you're saying that there's some
tap his phone or something. Like
no.
Like what are some of the lines that make you say it's an intimate relationship, but it's not icky?
Even if I didn't read anything, like it is a person that he is talking to every single day from a computer in your home that is not you.
But she knows that, and he's been honest about that part.
Like
right.
No, well, he hasn't been honest. He says he's extorting money from a celebrity.
Well,
her
response when you said that he had talked with her over the holiday and that he's making plans, she made a response like she didn't realize that he was communicating with her after Christmas, right?
Can you ask him like if they've been talking to each other on the phone also?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Because up until this point, at least his take is that he's been honest with you. Yeah, I'm online. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to this person, but it's for the good of the family. So it wouldn't be inappropriate for you to say, hey, are you guys also talking on the phone?
Yeah, maybe I'll just take his phone the day when he gets home. Oh, but he always keeps it on. Dang it. I'll ask him.
And just so you know, like the talking thing is just, I mean, like there are times where I'll go an entire day and never have a conversation with Tracy, like on the phone. But if I call her at night, I'll say when I was talking to you earlier, and that meant IM or email. You know what I mean?
So it may not be the phone.
The phone thing is just, I mean, I don't know if they're right. talking or not talking. All I'm saying is that I can't think of anyone in my life who is not somebody who's in this room that I work with. Or if I see my parents online.
Somebody you've met face-to-face before.
Who I would talk to every single day.
Right.
Like, who I would have occasion to talk to every single day that's not work-related online. You know what I mean?
So when you saw...
And what celebrity has time every day to talk?
Right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
Celebrity what?
What celebrity has time every day to just sit down and talk and chat online with some random dude from Atlanta?
Yeah.
In the conversation that you saw, Jeff, it didn't specifically say what week he's going, but he said something like, well, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, or?
The weekend that was mentioned was the weekend on or about January 18th. So I don't know what day of the week that is, but.
He hasn't said anything about that week.
Well, it's not definite yet. I'll let you know when you're traveling, or he's traveling. I'll let you know when he'll be out of town.
Okay, thanks. Somebody better so I can change the locks.
He did. I will tell you that he did get online, and he was pricing tickets for different weekends in January.
Really? Uh-huh. Where was he pricing tickets to? Could you see?
New York.
What?
Newark, Kennedy, and LaGuardia. Ah,
man. There's no reason why work would take him there. There's no reason. It's a local company.
So do you think, like, at this point, like, if it's me, I think I don't even say anything to him. I just wait to see if he approaches me over the next couple of weeks and says, you know what? Work is sending me up to New York City.
Oh, can you wait that long?
I don't know. I'm going, I mean, you should see me. I'm like pacing right now. I don't know if I could wait. I really don't.
Yeah, others are calling in saying what Jeff is saying. It doesn't matter. He's having these conversations every single day.
And he's not, and he's not showing them to you.
Right.
Like that's.
Have you asked him to see those though?
No, I didn't realize it was so severe. I thought it was just like every once in a while. Like, I don't know. I just thought it'd calm down. Like, as far as I knew, he hadn't talked to her since before Christmas.
Is it fair to say, Bert, from a guy's point of view, that...
Who do you want me to ask?
That's a good point. I am this to Haas. From a guy's point of view, is it fair to say that some tiny sliver of him is hoping that he really ends up in a relationship with this person? Because here's what I'm equating it to, because I told Jen, did I tell you all who the girl is?
Yes.
He's talking to you. She's attractive, right?
Yes.
So I was I'm trying to think, like, if I'm online and somehow I come across some hot celebrity, right? So I'm whatever, or who I think is a hot celebrity, and I end up having a conversation with whoever, Katherine Heigl, right?
Right.
And we're talking all sorts of, you know, crazy stuff, whatever. But I'm having a conversation with her. Like, I think I call Jessica in and go, holy crap, you're never going to – do you think this is really her?
That's the first thing I do.
Together, it's fun, unless some little tiny piece of me is hoping that she'll get her marriage to Josh Kelly annulled and run away with
but
me.
But the majority of you know what I mean? Is going to doubt whether or not that's really her.
Right.
And how long have they been chatting online?
I don't know when
it's been
started.
At least a month now, right?
Since we've been talking to her, it's been about 3 weeks or so. Hey, Brandy, you're on Q100. Go ahead.
Hey, I just think you are very naive, girl, if you actually think that he's speaking to a star online. That is ridiculous. But, you know, you must be every man's dream because you are very naive.
And especially to the celebrity that we're talking about. We haven't revealed that. Right. But, I mean, this is a name that people are going to know for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right off the bat.
A-list or at least high B-list,
yes.
Right?
Oh, A. sought-after celebrity for sure.
Yes.
So where do we go with this now? Do we check back with her in a couple of weeks? Tracy, do you hold on and see if he brings up a trip to New York to you over the next couple of weeks? Do you approach him and say, are you having conversations with this celebrity on the phone? What are you going to do?
I'm going to try to get his phone away from him long enough to, like, distract him, to see if I can see if there's text messages or unknown calls. That I mean, I know everybody he knows except for this person. Like, for the most part, we know all the same people. So I'm going to try to see if I can do a little detective work on my end.
Why don't you... Just out of curiosity, why don't you just ask him to see the conversations that he's having with her?
Because he'll get angry at me.
Then there's there's
a problem.
He'll get angry with her.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Well, she's been tap dancing around this whole thing with him the whole time and not confronting him.
Right.
I mean, that's what I don't understand is why you can't just sit down and be like, I'm not okay with this, cut it off, whatever.
I mean, you understand that there's a problem with him being angry at you about seeing something that he's doing.
Does he ever bring it up to you at all? Because if there's like anything exciting going on in my life, like I'm reading this book right now and every day I say to Stacey, oh, you know what? You're not going to believe what happened in this book. Now, if I'm chatting online...
The guy ate the green eggs and ham. It was wild. He said he couldn't eat them, but then he can. He can eat green eggs and ham.
So he's not even doing that with you? He's not sharing any of it with you?
No. I mean, again, I really didn't think he'd been talking to her since before Christmas, so I kind of let it relax. You know, I wasn't going to
You're afraid to shake the boat with him.
Yeah, you are.
You're afraid to confront your husband.
Just because you don't know what's going on doesn't make it go away. It's happening. You just, you know.
It's like when you're a little kid and something scary was happening. If you close your eyes really tight, it goes away.
I'll go away, right. Yeah. Well, Tracy, let's talk to you in a couple of days, and we'll see how you handle the whole situation. You can obviously go straight up to him and go, you know what? I'm intrigued by these conversations that you've been having online with that celebrity. How's that going? And I think from there, see what happens.
I mean, I'll try. I told my husband I love him and I trust him, and I don't want him to feel like I'm not trusting him.
Oh, you don't want to be rude.
He's giving you every reason not to, so just ask him about it.
Don't be rude to the guy extorting the celebrity and chatting online in your own home.
He's not extorting a celebrity. He's cheating on his wife.
Extortion happens. All right, Tracy, hold on, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, so we'll check back with her in a couple of days to see how she handles the whole thing, but I think it's perfectly legit just to go, hey, that conversation that you're having with that celebrity, how's that whole thing going?
It is like we're overthinking it. He is doing something behind her back. She doesn't want to confront it. He's made up a perfectly good lie, obviously, that she's bought, and I don't understand. Like, she can't talk to him? Oh, he'd be mad if I asked him about these chatting with another girl. Well, then, wow. Ridiculous. I don't know.
The Burt Show.
Shelly, who's on hold waiting for us right now. So let's recap with her real quick. This was the first call that we got from Shelly.
I am trying to save my parents' marriage.
Okay.
My parents have been married for 25 years. Well, about 6 months ago, my mom hooked back up with some high school friends via the internet. Most of them live in Suwannee. They live in Greenville, South Carolina, my parents do.
Mm-hmm.
She's been here like 4 times in the last 3 weeks. Basically, last night she said, I'm going to be at your house around midnight. I'm leaving really late. Well, I get home at 5 o'clock and she's there already. And I'm like, why are you already here? You told me you were going to be here late. And she just started breaking down and crying and telling me that she has hooked up with like a friend of a friend. And she's been to see him 3 times in the last, 4 weeks. And I guess her breaking point was that she was with him yesterday and my dad called and left a message and said, listen, you know, I was just up in the attic and I found all these wrapped gifts for some guy named John and you need to call me back or I'm going to open them. He goes, because I don't know, you know, who John is, why these gifts are in our house, and just very suspicious.
Okay, so that was chapter one, and the advice that the Burt Show community gave her was stay out of it. This is not your fight.
Mm-hmm.
It was wrong for your mom even to get you in on it, so stay out of it. So, of course, she didn't take any of the advice at all, and this was chapter two.
But basically, this is the story that we came up with.
So you went down the path of covering for your mom.
I had to. I don't even really want listener feedback because we did what we did. You know what I mean? It's my family, and I had to do what I had to do.
What did you tell
them? What was the story, yeah.
Basically, what we said was we told him that John is a guy that I've been dating for about 7 months, and my mom's met him a bunch of times, but we didn't introduce him to my dad because he's black, and he would have a huge problem with that.
Oh,
what?
My God. Are you kidding? All right, so that was chapter two right there, and at that point, I sort of lost interest. I'm like, I don't even want to get involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
But we found out that she was having breakfast with her mom's
Mister.
What do you call the dude?
There isn't really a name there that really clearly there defines isn't. Him.
There's not.
Mister. Because
guys are innocent in this whole thing, normally.
Yeah.
So we haven't come up with a name of it. And we wanted to find out what happened over Christmas week also to see if she just, you know, who she take the picture with. Did he buy it? Did she pull out of the whole thing?
Right.
Hey, Shelly.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
Good. So what happened?
Basically, let me start off by saying I'm not going to call anymore. This is the last time I'm going to talk to you guys because I just feel like it's beat up on Shelly. I originally called you guys for advice, and now it's like I called you because you guys have my personal information, and I told you I would, so this is the final time. I don't want to hear any thoughts. I did what I did, and that's the end of it.
Oh, okay.
Basically, what happened is I went to breakfast with him, and he was actually a very nice guy, not what I had envisioned. Went to breakfast, you know, he told me how much he loved my mom and how she ended it so abruptly, and you know, he just wanted the chance to talk to her one more time to close the book, you know, blah, 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 on and on. And he said, you know, I really love her, you know, for all the reasons that me and my family love her. I mean, she's just a great woman. She just made a huge mistake. So I agreed, and, you know, he said if he didn't see her, he was going to go to our house on Christmas. And I was like, and ruin the Christmas, and I said, okay, whatever. So I called my mom. She came down and on Christmas Eve morning, and we all went to breakfast with him, me, my mom, and John. We met for breakfast, and, you know, I mean, it was sad. He went on and on about, you know, how he kind of understands, but he wish it would have, you know, ended differently. And she just said, you know, this is my family. This is what's important to me. You know, I'm sorry I made a huge mistake, but, you know, good luck, basically. And, you know, and she brought the gifts and gave them to him just so they'd be out of the house and done with. And he gave her a beautiful pair of diamond earrings, which she actually gave to me. And, I mean, say, lovey, it's done. And then we went back for Christmas with my dad. So, I mean, basically, that is the end of the story.
And what did you tell your dad? About your boyfriend, John.
In a couple weeks, she'll tell him. There wasn't really a lot of questions brought up about it. Like, I took the picture with my friend, which, by the way, my black friend, and I asked him, you know, I told him the situation, and he completely understood. He was, like, so cool with it, you know, so, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a racist, and I don't like to be called one.
So wait
a second. I did what I had to do. If it wasn't my family, I would have never have done it. And I never even had to show my dad the picture. He didn't even really ask for it.
So when you approached your friend, you told him exactly what the picture was for and why he had to take a picture with you?
Yes, I was completely honest with him.
Totally,
and he completely
cool
understood and said, no problem.
Where's Carl?
Wow.
Is Carl even in here?
She doesn't want feedback.
No, I was going to ask Carl for his feedback.
He's in his car driving home. He's like, you know what?
He quit.
Not today.
I was just going to ask for Carl's feedback. That's all. All right. So dad never really asked, so you don't have to really reveal that too much. You get the diamond rings that were supposed to be for your mom. Are you going to actually wear those things?
Earrings.
Yeah, I'm wearing them now. They're beautiful. Like, why shouldn't
you think? Don't you think maybe what your mom should have done is return them to him and say, I don't want these?
Oh, I don't know, but...
She had to pay off her daughter to keep quiet.
Oh.
No, it's not like that at all.
That wasn't feedback. She was talking to Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, it was clarifying Jeff.
So she breaks up with him and relationship is now over and everybody's fine.
Yeah, and everything turned out, you know, for the best, I think.
How are you gonna break up with your black friend?
Like,
you said that in a couple of weeks you just tell your dad that y'all broke up?
You just drifted apart?
Yeah, my mom will just tell him.
Oh.
My mom will just tell him in a couple of weeks that we, you know, broke up.
If you go home and act really broken up, like, and cry and stuff, maybe your dad will feel bad for you and buy you some more jewelry. Like your dad, not the guy who slept with your mom, your real dad.
Right. All right, guys, well, I'm going to go and, you know, this is it, though. But thanks for, you know, giving me advice initially.
Pleasure.
All right.
Oh, my God. Like, she's wearing...
I was done with her the last time
she talked. She's wearing the diamond earrings from the man her mother screwed around on her father with. What is wrong with her?
What's weird is that when we first...
What is right with her?
I mean,
over the last week. Because
her father's going to find out, and then when all these lies come, you know, I don't know, whatever.
What's weird is that when we first talked to her, she sounded... so upset by the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then by the second time, she had kicked into like this
defense mode.
Defense mode or something. And she stayed in that mode ever since.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Thanks for finishing my sentence.
I'm calling to talk about Sally. Sally is in denial mode. That's what she's in.
Shelly.
She didn't. Kelly, Sally, whoever. She's in denial mode. She did not tell her friend why she was taking that picture. I'm black. There's no way. If my white girlfriend had came to me and said, you know what, I need you to take a picture with me because of such a... I would have slapped her and said, you know what, don't call me anymore. First of all, I have 3 biracial children. There's no way. Mm-hmm. No way. My son was in the car the first time she called. He's like, she's crazy. He's 11. Mm-hmm. He's like, she's crazy. What was wrong with her? I was like, Jared, I can't explain that to you.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to get intern Carl in here, because that part of the whole thing seems a little unbelievable to me.
That there's no way she told anybody why she was taking a picture with him.
Right.
Like that.
I don't believe it either. No way. No chance.
And then all this, she conveniently didn't have to show the pictures on top of it, so she may have never even taken a picture.
Good job. Yeah. Bad acting. Well, you all have a good day.
You too.
That girl, she was so mad she lost her words. She's like, good job, bad person.
I honestly, going into that call with Shelly, I didn't even care. She lost me at the whole racism thing. She
just
really did.
All of a sudden just got so superficial. Just on the surface, save it at any cost. I don't care about anything else. Just
save the relationship.
Lie.
Everything's back to normal. In her mind, she thinks her parents are back to the way they were, and her family's all tidied up.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.